We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, it's a 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Monday, January 7th.
Oh, we learned so much today, guys.
So much. Oh, my goodness. You're going to need a second a day to kind of let it digest in your head there.
I'm still working on it.
So what we found off is artificial sweeteners really are not healthier than the real sugar that they're substituting for. Researchers reviewed about 56 particular individual studies and found that the use of sweeteners resulted in no significant differences in people's weight, blood sugar, or oral health.
So it's not going to help you lose weight to get the Diet Coke.
No, absolutely not. Especially if you're taking three or four of them down. You have
right.
Yeah, right.
Not really helping there. They admitted the evidence in many of these studies they looked at was of low quality, and so they need some more in-depth, long-term research. But just make sure that just because it says it's sugar-free doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good for you.
You know, it seems a little weird. They went through 56 studies, and they say we still knew more in-depth, long-term research.
Yeah.
Are the people afraid of what they're going to find or something?
I think they're just going to have to wait for, 30, 40 years for us to figure out if this is a good thing or a bad thing.
You weren't drinking Diet Coke, were you?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's talk about moving to the San Francisco Bay Area. Unless you're a bazillionaire, that's probably never going to happen. Unless you take up this job here, they're offering a free room and board, $130,000 yearly salary, and an incredible view of the San Francisco Bay. It's the East Brothers Light Station. They're looking for a couple to tend the lighthouse and bed and breakfast located on an island in San Pablo Bay, which is an estuary of the San Francisco Bay. Pretty cool gig here. The couple that currently is running it looking to retire, and so they're kind of looking for the ideal candidates who will operate a five-room inn, serving both dinner and breakfast, as well as other tasks from chef to maid.
Okay,
it's 4 days a week of work, plus maybe some special events that happen every once in a while. The only special requirement you have, which kind of kicks me out of it, is that you have to have a Coast Guard commercial boat operator license. Because you also will not only be cooking dinner and packing the bags.
You're the ferry driver.
You're going to be bringing them in from the coast.
Wow.
It's kind of a cool gig if you sort of want to be off the grid for a while and live for free.
Well, I was looking at it. It's probably going to pick up cell signals because it's right off the coast of the East Bay right there. And I looked it up, too. The median price of a single-family home in San Francisco, $1.6 million.
So
holy crap.
That's the median price.
That's so crazy.
$1.6 million.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
And as a Californian, I can tell you, that's coming down eventually because there'll be an earthquake.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. It's true. Let's see. What, too soon?
I'm sitting here on Lake Tahoe Beach.
So popcorn. We love the popcorn. Mm. Really, really good. This is a really interesting hack. It's one of these things like, why didn't I think of this earlier? But when it comes to seasoning with salt, instead of sprinkling from your salt shaker, go ahead and pulverize that salt into a fine dust.
Yeah, put that in your spice grinder.
And then what will happen is, instead of it dripping down and seeking down to the bottom of your bowl, the dust will actually cling to the popcorn itself. Therefore, you get a little bit of that salty taste.
That's such a great idea. I feel like you could do the same thing with French fries. It just is so great.
You're very good. Good observation. They also say that when you pulverize whatever you're going to put the seasoning on it, you can open up the door to many other seasonings like herbs, Old Bay, everything bagel, anything that you can pulverize.
I think that everything bagel seasoning would be great on it.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I've got a friend that puts Mexican hot sauce stuff called a Valentina on his popcorn. Yeah, but you have to have a napkin with it because it's a little messy.
Yeah. I like to put white cheddar popcorn on pizza.
On white pizza, cheddar, really?
I'm changing the subject now. I guess I'm decorating a little
bit. How do you order that? Or do you make
You just buy, you go to the vending machine and you buy white cheddar popcorn and you sprinkle it on your pizza.
Do you roll it up and then eat it like a calzone?
Put it on top. And
I'm not saying it's bad. It sounds pretty good.
It sounds pretty good, yeah.
A friend of mine put it on there once and was like, you know what might be good is this here on this. And I was like, actually, that's pretty delicious.
Yeah. You know what? When Lay's does their flavor,
their contest,
new flavors contest. test.
Yeah.
You should submit that.
White cheddar pepperoni pizza popcorn.
Sure, why not? let's talk about household items that you need to throw away before they make you sick. There's the common things that we know about, like your sponges and your air conditioning filter and stuff that you know you need to replace. But for instance, your bath towels, do you know you should replace them every 5 years?
See, I didn't know that because the towel I used this morning apparently is 6 years old.
Yeah, I was thinking.
It wasn't absorbent, you know?
Yeah, right? They do lose, and then they get real thin. But, you know, of course, I have separation anxiety. I don't want to get rid of the ones, like you said, with My Little Pony or whatever on it. I still have my childhood towel. I don't necessarily use them until I'm down at the bottom of the barrel. But.
We did know that, you know, we talked earlier that your bath towel should be washed like every 2 or 3 dryings because the bacteria live on it. But what happens is that when the towel stops losing its absorbency, then that's the time you need to get rid of your towel.
Somebody needs to tell Linus from Peanuts.
Right.
Guy's got his little towel.
And by the way, it doesn't mean end up in the guest bathroom. Buy them some fresh towels, too. Kind of the same for the dish towels as well. Those should be washed every other day. But if they become damaged, the stains won't come out, or they're just won't absorb any water anymore, it's time to ditch those as well. A hairbrush, I thought that was interesting here. You tend to think those are good forever, but those have a timeline as well. 6 to 12 months, that's it. Especially if you have longer hair where you're using your brush a lot of the times to clean. You know, your brush is picking up the oils from your scalp.
Oh, okay.
It's picking up whatever product you have in your hair. And what that does is it causes the bristles to lose its effectiveness.
Yeah, and there's no telling what kind of product I've got in my hairbrush because I use something different every single time.
Yeah.
So.
And then I thought this was interesting, plastic water bottles. I have, and I've been very proud of it, when I first started here at KTK back in 2004, I had one of the my original cup from it was some promotion we did with the University of Florida,
right?
And I still use it. This one right here.
Oh yeah, right. That's your water cup every morning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently I should have ditched it a while ago because what they say is that the reason we use these water bottles is to not to be better for Mother Earth, but you also clean them to make sure that they don't have any bacteria. And by cleaning them with those brushes and whatever, you're actually making little cuts inside the plastic.
The scratches harbor bacteria, right?
Exactly.
But I think that, to turn it into a pen holder.
I think that it boosts your immune system, though.
Maybe.
That's what you're doing.
Gives you guys a little practice.
Give your immune system something to do, man. They get lazy.
They say basically when the product starts to fade, tear, or smell unseemly, obviously get rid of it. This was interesting here because with coming down to Christmas, we were talking about when you were on Storm about when people take down the Christmas trees.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of people wait for the Epiphany. And I was like, well, what is the Epiphany? And then I realized I looked online because of Mardi Gras. It changes.
That's when the three wise men visit the Christ child.
Right. So for this year, it's January 6th. So we're actually
Which was yesterday on Sunday.
Right. So that time between the Epiphany and Ash Wednesday all is what's called the Mardi Gras season. And for many, many years, if you go to New Orleans, where they celebrate Mardi Gras a lot of times, they had king cake and Mardi Gras ice cream.
Sure.
Now, Blue Bell has combined the two together.
Okay.
So now you've got a ice cream that has pastry pieces, cream cheese swirls, and colorful sprinkles and cinnamon cake-flavored ice cream that you can enjoy. They usually just sell this in the New Orleans area, but this year they're selling it throughout the entire Southeast, so you probably can see it when you go to your store.
I just wish there were little baby Jesuses all throughout.
Yeah.
I just think that would be so fun.
Little choking hazards.
Yeah, unfortunately, you will not find the traditional Jesus baby plastic toy inside of it. And then with the government partial shutdown, does this affect your refund for your taxes? Yes.
They're not completely shut down. They're working at about, half the staff is there now?
Yeah, they are working about 43.5% of their staff is working. So that does mean that, yes, you can file your taxes.
But it's really cranky.
Yeah, they are. They're under the gun
to get
your money back. So in essence, understand that it's probably going to take a little bit longer to get your money back. And this is actually going to be kind of problems for people that are applying for homes. They need to prove their income and maybe are self-employed. You need a form that's called a Form 4506T. And that's only from the IRS.
See, that'll really hang you up. If you're waiting to close on a house, you've got a rate that expires. You know, your rate only lasts so long, the mortgage rate.
So, well, if you have any questions about it, you can't call because their customer service is down.
Yeah,
yeah, that too.
Oh, boy.
Customer service is out and everything like this here. So if you have a really, really weird tax question, you're going to have to wait and file that. By the way, it doesn't mean that if you owe taxes, you can delay in sending the money. That's interesting how the government doesn't work that way. They can be slow in giving you your money back, but if you you're 1 minute late on their money, man, they're sending the marshals.
Aww.
So there's our show for today, Monday, January 7th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC,
have a great week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.